ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Football schedule's out. I gotta admit, it's nice to see Notre Dame all over the conference. Yeah, it's likely temporary and certainly a win for the conference and the school to find a way to play together in the same sandbox, even if it's only for a year. But that being said, the conference has to be jumping for joy, knowing that in a year that could present even more complications for the College Football Playoff Committee, a team like Notre Dame gives the entire ACC more opportunities for signature wins. The Irish taking on Clemson, and even their matchup against Mack Brown's underappreciated UNC team, gives the conference great talking points and the chance to showcase the best of the best within the league to help buoy them into the playoffs, should there be one. I'm not sure if the committee will end up being more or less appreciative of conference championships, given the fact that they've not been given any specific instructions to give them any extra weight. But I am sure that the best course of action is to take as much chance as possible out of the equation. That's exactly why both the ACC and Notre Dame are doing the right thing as they move through unprecedented times, known as 2020, with as much opportunity in their hands as they can possibly hold. Simmons and Embiid haven't accomplished enough together. Let's just say it out loud so everybody can get it off their chests. If either of them were on the open market to be acquired by another team, GMs would throw each other into oncoming traffic just to get an edge in signing one of them. So, why isn't it working in Philly? Don't give me any take on how it's evolving, etc. I mean working at a championship level. I'm not sure Brett Brown is actually a liability as a coach, but when change needs to be made within a team that has superstars, you have to ask what is easier to stumble on, a new head coach or a new dynamic duo that can make your team championship caliber. I think we all know the answer here. Philly has to make a decision regarding what they really want. If the answer is star players and just enough relevance to keep people talking, keep going. If the answer is getting the Larry O'B, change needs to happen. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.